And we're back with Southern Jenna.
Southern again?
She's back.
Southern Jenna is back. And you guys, guess what? We have our first guest star on here. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
A celebrity.
We're famous now. We have guest stars.
This is weird.
Kidding. JK. This is Baylin, who is a friend of Mikhail's. And I guess my friend too.
Yeah.
Acquaintances. Yes. I don't know what you would call us.
Yeah, like, we're friends, I guess.
We're friends, acquaintances. I don't know. I've met her a couple of times. She's chill.
You can talk to me, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. You ignored me at my job the other day when I saw
Yeah,
you
I
there.
Didn't. I didn't have my glasses, so I didn't know if it
your
was
mom,
you.
I think your mom noticed it was me because like, I tried to wave at you, and she like kind of waved back. So I was like, "What?" She just did not see me, but her mom did, which I'm just kind of like, "That's awkward, Taco." But okay.
Well, she came over. Me and my significant other were out on the trampoline, and she walks up and she's squinting, and she's like, "I don't have my glasses on right now." I'm like,
nice.
"Why not?"
Me too, though. Me too. So this is our filler episode that we said we were going to originally film earlier, and then that just didn't happen. But, like, I feel like Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where it's, like, kind of underrated. So, like, if you do anything, like, on it or, like, after it, nobody really cares.
Everyone's tired.
I think it's overrated, if you ask me.
I agree.
Personally, I don't agree with the history that combats it, but, like, the holiday as a whole... It's underrated. It's
poor
underrated.
Turkeys, man.
Exactly. Well, that too. But like, what I meant to like, I don't know. Listen, it is the only, it's a national holiday. Get ready for this. It's the national holiday where it is socially acceptable to eat your weight in food and then go lay on the couch.
The turkey I ate yesterday was dry.
I do that pretty often.
Yeah, that's also another American tradition. Like, if it's not Thanksgiving if the turkey's not dry.
My dad made the joke, I guess I'll have to make room for food. And my mom turned around and said, I'll fuck you up. So that's how my Thanksgiving went.
And we're monetized.
Well, then.
Well, okay, then. Oh, Philip, by the way, I saw your parents today driving out of Target. I didn't see, like, I was, okay, let me
We were going to go to Target.
Yeah.
No, oh my God, guys, I went earlier because I have like the Target app and I had to pick up something because I promised my friend that I would make her some of the dessert that I made for Thanksgiving last night, but gluten-free because she can't have gluten. I made pumpkin cheesecake brownies and they were
incredible. We should make
they
how long
really
did those take
good.
To make?
I was so scared. It took like a hot minute just because my oven is weird. But like, if you know how to cook with your oven, I think the recipe says it only takes like a cup, like 15 minutes. I think.
Want
to
do that after this?
Who me?
We go pick up more ingredients and make some of those.
That's what we're gonna do at my house.
Do you want to?
Well, it is 5:24.
Well, Mikhail, I'll get back to you on that.
So, no.
Listen, COVID, that's my only concern. I don't know that's how my true. Parents are going to feel if, like, two people who they don't, like, I mean, they know you because you've been in my house before, but they don't know Baylin, so I feel like
I
that's
I don't
gonna be
look
weird.
Like a murderer. I'm fine.
No, honey, it's not you.
You don't
it's
look like
COVID.
A murderer. You look like a loser.
That's rude.
Oh, come on. Don't be mean to her.
Listen.
No,
listen,
it's just listen. COVID, in all honesty. Otherwise, I'd be like, yeah, let's do it.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. No, but we're definitely going to go walking, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I might
cool,
have a
cool.
seizure.
Baylin!
Oh, Baylin had two more seizures.
Baylin!
Are you okay?
I guess.
Okay. That's not a question that you ask. Are you okay? No, obviously not.
Well, I mean, like, well, in retrospect, after that, like... Do you feel? I don't know. I can't say I've experienced that, so
it's
I just want
to
make sure. Like, are
it's
you
hard
good?
To not
like,
be okay around me.
Well, you're just
because Mikhail's just too damn sexy.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Anyways, so so I like was making those, and I like picked up cream cheese because I didn't have like enough of the pumpkin cheesecake filling to put in the brownies for her because I ran out yesterday because I made like 24 brownies. By the way, I made 24 brownies like Wednesday night for my family, and then my uncle or like my brother or somebody ate like four of them the night before, and I was like, what the fuck? I told you not, like, I told you not to, and then you did it anyways. Like, screw you. This is why Massachusetts sounds like a good idea right now.
Massachusetts
JK.
Sounds great.
JK. Oh, God.
Did something happen with Massachusetts?
No, my college that's up in Massachusetts.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Ah, big brain.
If it makes you feel better, I'm considering moving to Canada with a bunch of friends. So we'll see how that's going.
Canada's great, though. It is. Like, Canada. Anyways. No, how many, for the people that are seniors, i.e. me,
everyone Mikhail, but Baylin.
And Bell, literally everybody but Baylin. How many times did anybody, like, did you guys have family over?
Nope. No, it was just me and my parents, my sister.
I was gonna say, like, did you guys have, like, the conversations of, like, so, what are you thinking about for school next year?
No, I did not.
Everyone has that conversation.
I did. But, like, okay, yeah.
It's a little more real when you're a senior, though. It's like, oh, so yeah. You're really going away. It's like, I guess I am. I don't have a choice.
You gotta figure out your life now, kid.
Have fun. Just the rest of your life.
I had my mom's friend from work, who is, like, pretty much family at this point. Him and his new girlfriend came over, and, like, we all had masks on and stuff, but it was nice to see him. But again, it was, like, the whole conversation of, like, so where are you going to college? And then, like, the same thing with, like, my aunt and my grandfather on my dad's side of the family. They came over, my aunt also on my dad's side of the family. They came over for Thanksgiving dinner just because we've been, like, they're pretty much our considerate, like, immediate family that we've been hanging out with and stuff since the beginning of COVID. And my grandfather's girlfriend wanted to know what I was doing for college, so he asked me for her, and I was just like, I like that she like tries. It's nice, because she's awesome, she's dope, love her. But like, it was cool to like kind of be like, yeah, I'm doing X, Y, and Z, but my grandfather doesn't want me to go to my top choice because of where it is. So
yeah, my plan always has been go to community college then transfer, because I want to go to art school, and it's just a lot easier to get your bullshit classes out of the way in community college and just like save money. I know
you're probably sick of me talking. Sorry about that.
What are you, Mikhail, what are you watching during the middle of our podcast?
Listen, Dragonvale is important.
I don't care how important Dragonvale is.
I'm playing listen. It as well.
Baylin, we listen, invited okay, you off, on this podcast.
My phone's at 2% anyway. My phone's at 2% anyway.
Charge your phone first
how
of all.
How rude.
Listen, Dragonvale is very important.
I don't care. Play it on your own time, not while we're recording. Goddamn.
I can't use that joke now.
Baylin! Are you okay? What's happening? I'm sorry.
All right, back on topic, filler episode.
So,
thoughts on cannibalism now.
No,
it's pretty good. It will help with like overpopulation.
Oh my god. So, we're never going to get paid for this.
Oh god, no. So I decided to do a little tarot reading for the month of December, and so far the cards aren't too bad. They're kind of just saying like,
maybe it'll get better.
Well, pretty much what they said is basically like, you're, I don't know if this was, I don't know if they took it as my reading or if they took it as just an all-around reading, but they pretty much said, you know, you're stressed, you feel way down, but you keep going, and as a result it's gonna get better, but also make judgments, and it's bad right now, but it's gonna get better. So
basically, God, I'm exhausted.
Jenna, on our podcast, tired? Nap on your own
up.
Time.
Jeez. I will nap on my own time. Thank you very much.
You gotta walk with us.
No, but seriously, is anybody else like just completely exhausted? Like, I barely did anything today.
So
I laid in bed all day.
I made brownies, and then I went driving, and I was screaming at dogs to get off the road because I was too afraid to hit them, and if I hit them, I would cry probably harder than if I hit a human
just
being.
I was forced to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to watch my sister, so my parents go up Black Friday, and then when she woke up and she walked in, she went, what the, because it was not my parents, and she was pretty angry about that, so that was my day.
That's a mood, though. Like, your siblings, like, what the fuck are you doing here? I don't want you. I want mom and dad.
I was just like, I was like, Bridge, are you okay?
Like, thanks.
I was like, are you okay? And she went, what the? And then walked out of the room. I was like, I guess you're fine.
She's fine. She's just angry.
Yeah. My parents thought it was pretty funny, though, so that's fun.
No, but like I, yeah, that, oh my God. Do you, okay, quick question to anybody who drives or is starting to drive. So i.e. Mikhail, because I think Mikhail's the only one like that has his permit, unless like Baylin Bella, if you want to call me out on that.
Not yet. I don't have enough motivation to start driving yet. Cool,
Baylin's cool, still a fetus.
Cool. I don't turn Baylin 16 until June 14th of
2020. Oh, yeah, I forget about that. I forgot about that. Boopie. We're 2 days apart. We're 2 days and like a couple years apart, I should say.
2 days and a couple years.
We're, yeah, because so I'm like, wait, she's 15, I'm 18. That's like 3 years and 2 days apart. What's poppin'?
I need to surround myself with better people. Too many Geminis now.
Yeah,
Geminis are chill. Also, my tarot cards.
Listen, I just surround myself with crappy people, so it makes me look better now.
Also, Baylin, I don't think we should say that. They usually don't do that.
No, I'm kidding. It just basically said that in the month of December, I'm going to have a lot of trouble. Yay. I got the tower.
You're going to faint again.
Foreshadowing? Foreshadowing.
Four more seizures.
Foreshadowing.
I was gonna say, if you want a tarot reading, I'm always, I give them to like people all the time, and I've made people like actually cry. I'll, like, cause my, what I hate to.
Are you,
oh,
proud?
My God.
Are you proud of it?
Because whenever I give a reading,
are you proud?
No. I'll give like a random person a reading because they'll ask, and like the entire reading they'll say nothing. Like I don't know if any of this information is correct, and I'm trying to be very gentle with what I say. Because otherwise, I don't want to be blunt to this person who I have no idea what's going on. And they'll sometimes just break down and be like, oh my God, that's so real. Like, and I'm like, oh, okay, are you? I'm like, okay, well, you know, here's
crying.
How. Yeah.
So, listen, any viewers out there, if you want to get a tarot reading from Bella, yeah, she'll make you.
Apparently, I make people cry.
It's beautiful.
Someone's like, have you ever cried getting a reading? And I was like, no. And then I did cry getting a reading. So that was fun.
You guys listen, like, watch Star Kid musicals?
What?
Because okay, so there's this one, it's called, like, it's like Trail to Oregon or something. And this one character goes, I'm Cletus Jones and I've killed 3 people. and Bella Bragg, I've told you about it before.
Yeah, you
Bella
have
bragging about making people cry reminded me of that.
I'm not proud of that. People are just like, just people start crying, and I'm like, I don't know what to do in this situation because it's over the computer. I'm just doing this all at home.
I'm so Bella, and I made 27 people bawl their eyes out.
Like, I mean, it's better than like I've had. So someone's asked me for a love reading, and they basically just say you need to. They basically said take.
Hush.
No, all they said was like fix your shit. Basically, like take care of yourself. That's just a much nicer way to put it than my cards did. And I felt awful after. I was like, I am so sorry. And they're like, well, they're not wrong.
But no. What the fuck was that?
Okay, so my headset, like the thing that actually holds the earpieces together, correct. It can like detach from them. So they're detached right now. So I picked it up because it was behind my computer and I don't want it to get hot. Mm-hmm. And then I dropped it. And Baylin nice. Started bullying me for it.
Sounds about right. As she should. No, but Mikhail, have you been out have you been driving?
No.
Once. I've been out once.
Well, then I guess nobody's gonna relate to this. But basically, I was driving and stuff, and I was like, for some reason, like, whenever I drive, my anxiety just literally goes through the roof. I'm great at parking, though, which I'm like, okay, listen, I'll take it. But my anxiety is, like, god-awful, and I was driving home today because we had some like unfortunate news told to us, i.e. me and my aunt, by my mother, before we went out driving, and like we were going home because we were like, oh, like we should like, you know, get back in case of like x, y, and z, and my there's a kid, a person, a man, I don't know what to call him because I don't want to like say his name in case like he somehow stumbles upon this and then it's just kind of like, ah, that's
call
weird.
Him Jesse,
but
poor Jesse,
I'm gonna, yeah, Jesse, not girl. Jesse, because it's,
oh, I wish I had Jesse's girl.
What a, this kid Jesse, he was a student at our blank high school last year. And he was in the theater department with me. And, like, he was kind of an asshole. Kind of not an asshole. Dang. His redeemable quality was that he gave amazing hugs. I told you about him.
Yeah.
Like, if a murderer gives you a hug, is that redeemable?
Ted Bundy vibe.
No, there's a difference. There's a difference. It's like, this guy wasn't like, you know, like, oh, I'm a psychopath, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I'm crazy.
Kind of like kids. He just was like... No, he was just kind of like one of those assholes that was like, yeah, she's totally blah, 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 blah. Like, fill in the blank here, you know? But like, he was like,
he was crusty.
Fantastic. 10 out of 10 hugs. Personality wise, he was terrible personality. Hug wise, oh, chef's kiss, gorgeous.
All right, bro.
Mans gave really good hugs. Anyway, so I literally, he lives near me. He lives, I think, a block or so down from me. He is at the corner of where me and Mikhail and I guess Baylin went to elementary school. Baylin, you went there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So, but he lives there, and as I was driving home from driving around the parking lot of our current high school that we go to, him and his dad were walking, and I just kind of was like, wait, that can't be him, because I had my glasses on, but I think I need a new prescription, because I think my eyes have just gotten like shit.
Am I the only one that's gonna be able to see on the walk tonight?
I might see.
Yes. I'll wear my glasses. I just don't know how well they're going to help me. But, like, I was like, oh, God, I don't think that's him, but maybe it is him. And it was him. And I was just like, I don't want you to watch me while I'm driving, because I feel like you're internally judging me.
I mean, I judge you.
Just ignore.
Some random kid swerving around on the road. I'm going to be like, well, why are you out here?
Well, no. I just knew what I was doing, the car. But I was still just like, but you know what my fear is? Hold on. Wait. Pause. We're not condoning.
Next episode's about the case of Baylin.
Listen.
I feel like I'd hit someone with a car on accident. Like, oops.
Two girls murder.
Oopsie.
Two girls murder a super attractive guy after getting Christmas cookies at Target. I'm talking about myself, Jenna.
Ew.
He's not. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about him. I was like, he's not even that, I don't think like, I've physically ever seen attractive. Him. The only redeeming quality is about this man is the fact that he gives amazing hugs.
It's
literally,
like his name, I hear it all the time for no reason, but I've never seen him.
Because he's like popular. Like, he was popular like when we were all like in elementary school and stuff, and like then he was also popular like kind of in high school. He dated an asshole, though, which I kind of was just like, dude, you could have had anybody else, but really her. Listen, I have a vendetta against this woman. Honestly, Baylin, you want to help me?
Okay.
Anyway.
Have you seen that one video? If you guys are burying a body, plant endangered plants on top.
A cover of this episode is going to be me and Baylin burying and like hiding a body or something.
My body.
I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding.
Should I be scared?
Jesus Christ, Mikhail.
Why would I ever kill you?
No, but like.
You're right. You wouldn't talk to anyone if you killed me.
Exactly. I mean, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but aside from that.
Yeah.
Significant.
Yeah, have fun with your 6-hour drive.
But no. But like this guy, like, I don't know. Only
you good there, Jenna?
Boys, that he has a great hug. No, listen, you gotta understand. Like,
do you
want to
hug me?
Okay, think. No, but like,
rude.
Take the best hug that you've received.
I've never received.
And you're like, I don't know how many years of life. Like, imagine the hug that like made you. I don't even know how to describe it.
The
but, like,
hug
the best
that made
hug that
you
you've ever received.
The hug that made you fall in love.
No, not that one. Not that
because like
no
yikes.
But like take the hug that was like it was just like it
also
it,
how does a hug
okay?
hit different
I don't think
no I know exactly what it's
just
how
just
does it hit different
as someone who's touch sharp I know exactly what Jenna means
listen take the but like here's like the thing I wasn't touch even touch starved at this point like I was around the same time that I had received a hug from said Jesse was also around the same time that like me and my boyfriend were talking. Well, like, okay, we weren't, wait, let me rephrase. We weren't talking, but we
aware
were,
of
like,
each other's existence.
not that. God. Somewhere in between, like, we were talking and we were aware of somebody, like, we were aware of each other.
But you were friends.
Like, here's the, let me play out this, not even.
You were
let
acquaintances?
Let me play out this scene, right? Let me explain. Me and my current significant other, my boyfriend, we were in our school's, theater department. I'm obviously still a senior, so I'm still in said theater department. He's not, because he was a year older than me.
Scandalous.
But it was my sophomore year, it was his junior year. Him and Jesse are in the same grade, and it was around the time of I had gotten dumped by this guy that I was talking to before my boyfriend, who I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that in case he listens to it. There's no way he could possibly ever listen to this podcast. But all right,
the guy that dumped you is Justin now.
Yeah, the guy. Okay, so it was Justin dumped me, and then I was hanging out with
next ambiguous male name is Jake.
Or Chad.
No, I was gonna say who these people are. But my two best friends, Ison and Johanna. Shout out to you guys if you actually listen to the podcast. If not,
I think you mean Jessica and Jake.
Stop! But anyways, but me, Ison, Joe, we were all like in our theater department, and like he kind of him and Joe Mama. Were friends, and then they stopped being friends when he went to the senior high, and then they started becoming friends again, and like me and Ison have been best friends since like I want to say seventh grade, and then so but like it was kind of like the four of us, and like me and my current boyfriend never really talked about each other, like we never talked to each other up until then, and then we have a kind of like tradition that opening night of the shows, and like throughout all the shows we go around and we just like hug everybody.
Don't listen to her, the theater kids are all just really horny.
Shut up. No, we're not. No, we listen, we might be a cult, but we are a family. I'm not gonna deny the fact that theater is a cult. I'm not gonna lie to you, but we are a family at the end of the day. And that was just something that we always
did. The Manson family.
And I want to say shut up. Stop. But I want to say it was like the second show or it was like the third show, and I hadn't like gone up to this guy. Jesse. I never approached him just because I kind of was just like, I'm just gonna hug my friends. Like, I'm just gonna hug the people that are nice to me, right? And then we kind of like were just like, hey, you're here, I'll give you a hug. Oh. And it was like Baylin, obviously we know you don't like being touched.
No, guys. I don't like that. That Jesse dude touching you. Ugh.
No, it was okay. Let me say it was consensual because it was just kind of like, hey, let's hug.
Exactly. You told me this guy is a creep.
Baylin's just like very okay. He's not okay.
All right, asshole.
That way, he's just an asshole. Yeah, he's
an asshole.
Well, like, and Baylin's now.
Where's my sister's knife?
Oh my god, she has a knife. We were walking in the woods. It was me, her, and my significant other, and she's like.
Wait, don't
no, she has it for
self
defense. But like, she decided, oh, I'm climbing. Instead of like handing this to Mikhail, who has pockets or like someone that can carry this, I'm just gonna throw it. So she just threw the knife in, and we sat there for like 3 minutes looking for it.
Baylin, I absolutely adore you. Oh, thank you.
I would do that too, honestly. But like, okay, getting back to this hug. But like, it was a great hug. And I'd like take the best hug, like the hug that hit different for you guys and multiply it by 10.
I don't think me or Baylin understand.
Yeah. It just like it hit off. Like,
you know what type of hug this is? This is the type of hug where it's like, they're like.
Is it like the hug like, oh, I could stay like this for a while?
Yeah, like you could stay like this for a while. Yes. It's like they're holding you tight and it's warm. Like it's just a generally very comforting, nice hug.
It also helps
you want to punch the guy.
Exactly. Okay,
and
you win now. Okay, you win now because you're close to him.
And then you kill.
You're probably shorter than him, so your reach is shorter. but you're in his face now.
Exactly. So you can do an uppercut, man. Heels,
though, too. Okay, but Jenna's shorter than a lot of people.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I am not that short.
Jenna.
You make me out to be like, I'm like this 4'11". Like,
actually, my mom's 4'11".
You know, what are you, 5'4"?
Exact. I yeah. am me?
Oh, you're like 5'1"?
I am 5'1". Hey.
Bill's what, 5'7"?
I'm 5'7", yeah.
You are? Oh my god.
That is not that tall.
Oh, my
Bella's
god.
In love.
I'm, Bella no, catching I'm five, feelings. No, I'm 5'3". Everyone's taller than me.
I'm 6 foot.
All right, I'm but you're a dude.
I'm done growing, which sucks. I like a couple more inches would be nice, but.
What, you want to be the tree?
I wouldn't mind being a tree.
You want to look like
yeah,
a sycamore?
Exactly. You want to be
literally, okay,
life?
Literally, if I was a tree, all I would have to do is sit up and provide oxygen.
Here's my axe.
Or.
I said this before.
You look like a tree nugget.
I think we should have. I feel like we should have Baylin on the podcast more.
I could bring her over every once in a while if you want.
Ooh, just don't make me have a seizure. God.
Not like what, maybe.
Oh, I just received your Discord notification.
Oh, let me see. Wait.
Oh, it's yeah, it's one of it's the server probably.
But anyways, so yeah, so
keep describing this hug.
No. No.
I need very vivid detail.
Exactly. Did you like the fabric of his sweater?
About this hug.
Literally all you okay, no, I did get the details of your hug.
He was in costume. He looked like Kelso from that.
Oh no!
Is that spelled with a C or a K? Is that spelled with a C or a K? What?
Oh my god.
If anybody out there watches
Oh, that's
that
the name of the show?
Show. And you know what Kelso
That yeah.
That 70s show's the name of the
How
show.
Do you not know the
Jenna? Why?
How do I not know the show?
Wait, can I please explain the musical that we did that year was so attractive. Y'all haven't seen it. Oh my god, it's such a good musical.
Oh,
but it takes place in the 70s. So we had all these like 70s costumes on. By the way, my bar scene costume, I wanted that to be my senior deal because I looked
it also
fucking,
looks like a Chad.
Oh my, I look so good.
What?
My ass looked so great
what?
In that.
So many things went
so
wrong in like
skirt.
Two sentences. And I'm so confused now.
Wait, so what are we talking?
Well, Baylin was
we
like,
were talking about Jenna has a great ass.
Ew! Jenna!
No! You both were like, let me, like, let's get into
No, I was looking up
what,
Kelso.
Just,
I was
like,
looking up Kelso.
Hug or whatever. And I was talking about how he looked like Kelso. But wait, can I please send you guys a picture? Because
sure.
There is one picture of Kelso
oh,
that he
picture.
Literally
Do it on
embodied.
Discord because my phone's dead.
I will, don't worry. There's like one, there's literally it perfect match. Literally perfect match. The only thing that he needed to do was grow his hair out a little bit more, and he would have looked exactly like Kelso. And I
Is that a compliment or an insult? Because that would mean he looks like the guy who plays him. Who's like relatively oh
Ashton.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher's attractive.
Fuck, sorry. He's very attractive. No, but, like, I don't know. Because, like, Kelso, like, it, I don't know. Listen. I'm going to admit something on here. Hyde's my favorite character.
Hyde.
I've
Hyde's
never watched
like
that
the
show.
Action or Jekyll Hyde. And Hyde?
Hyde was my favorite character. I love him. I would marry Hyde. I'm not.
The musician?
Alrighty
that.
Then.
No, the character on that 70s show.
And I think about Hide from Tokyo Ghoul. So, like, we have two different mindsets.
Stop.
What happened?
Never.
You like Hide from that 70s show? This guy looks like he...
Yes, listen. Okay.
Mila Kunis is a fantastic lady.
He looks high.
Oh, God.
I mean,
I love
his
her.
Name.
Yeah, exactly.
That's her type.
That's the whole point.
You like high dudes?
Listen, I'm... So many, no, okay, let me explain. So many people have told me, like, hey, you have the personality to, like, smoke weed and shit. Like, so many people have been like, are you a pothead? Or, like, is she high or some shit? Because that's just
I
my personality.
I think they're commenting on your IQ
I'm
now. You're just kidding.
No, not my IQ. It's not my IQ. I promise I'm smart. I made it on the National
I didn't.
Honor Society.
I'm failing geometry.
I made it.
Me too.
I made it for 1 year, and then they kicked me off for a bit, and then I made it back.
I have an excuse. I'm seizing, so like.
Okay. Well, you know, no, it's fine. God, I mean, it's not fine, but it's not fine at all. I'm like trying so hard to find this one picture because it's so important to me that you guys see like what he wore. Why did a picture of fucking Jordan Fisher from To All the Boys I Loved Before, P.S. I Still Love
You. Jordan Fisher is an incredibly attractive man. Obviously. He can do whatever he wants.
Oh, he's so hot.
He's so hot.
He's so, oh God. I love that man. I love that life man I'm attracted to.
Last name spelled like Fish or like F-I-C?
Fisher.
Fisher. F-I-S-H-E-R.
Jordan.
Jordan. Mikhail's Googling all the men that we find attractive.
Here's the thing. Whenever he I looks show a lot like Mikhail, an attractive-looking guy, he's like, it's okay.
Yeah, dude, Jordan Matt? Fisher, he looks a lot like your boyfriend.
He does.
Exactly. Oh, that's why I find him attractive.
Didn't he play someone on Liv and Maddie?
No, I don't familiar, think so. I could be completely wrong, though. Mikhail, you've probably seen Liv and Maddie. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I remember
yes!
Now. The Wisconsin or Wyoming?
I'm trying so hard to find this one specific. When did Jackie dress as
it is
face from Greece?
Liv's boyfriend from Liv and Maddie what? Is the Jordan Fisher dude.
Oh, cool.
That yes, it is.
No, not. Wait, what?
Jesus Christ!
God damn! Come down, woman.
Is Jordan Fisher stupid?
Okay.
I didn't say that.
Is it? Wait, I thought it was what's his face who played JD in the musical version of the Heathers.
Right.
No, it is. Maddie. I don't know about Heathers.
Sorry, I'm very impulsive.
No, I meant no. I'm trying to think of what the actor's name is. Look up the cast of Liv and Maddie and start saying names to me
here.
Cause I know it's he played JD as.
I feel like a receptionist right now.
This is bothering me so much because I still can't find it.
Dove Cameron, Joey Bragg.
Shut up, Dove Cameron, Joey Bragg, Tenzing. I can't read his full name.
Norgay,
but then there's like a Trey.
Trey, sexy.
Callie Rocha, which was the mom. Benjamin King, Ryan McCartan.
Ryan McCartan, that's
Diggy.
Who it is. He played
Diggy, 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 Diggy.
Yeah, he played Diggy. He
all
played
right, we
Diggy.
Get it.
He was. Wait, who's boyfriend? Oh, he was Maddie's. Oh, wait, never mind. Now I know what you're talking about, Baylin.
What? I wasn't.
Me. I take that attitude.
Maybe get some new ears.
Wait, Tenzing played the younger brother. Tenzing played the younger brother.
I'm still trying to find this outfit. I can't find it. If I... Wait, maybe there's... I still follow the old Instagram account, so there's probably pictures from like, the actual show.
As long as I have you, I can live.
All right, and we're going to be signing off now.
Woo!
Did you like my song?
Anyway.
Wait, how did this evolve so quickly? Weren't we talking about Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know...
Yeah, we did, and then we talked about...
I mentioned that I make people cry.
Boyfriend,
nice!
Whatever the dude.
No, we were talking about...
Good hugs.
Bella there being,
no...
like, a crying
no...
person.
God,
I mean, that's normal.
Damn it. I can't find a picture of him in the costume, and that makes me... So, I can, but, like, you can't see the full costume, because where is his ugly mug? Where is he?
Where is he?
I see my boyfriend. I see me. I see my multitude of wives. No, it's covered. Oh my god. The one day that I wish I followed him, because he probably still has pictures of him dressed as the character on there. Anyways, if I find the picture of Kelso, and if I find the outfit, I'll show it to you guys when we go walking. But like, it's important to me that, you know, you see it. What did you just say in the chat?
I love that, Jeff.
I love that so much.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But yeah. So, what did you guys do for Thanksgiving?
I guess
is the real
question. My mom was cooking, and I kind of just took a day to relax.
I ate a chicken. Sorry, turkey.
I ate, and then I texted the significant other, and then I slept.
That's nice.
That's
nice.
I fell
asleep with my kitty cat.
Most of my friends are...
Oh, we played board games, too.
Cats!
I won Scrabble and Monopoly.
Oh, nice!
A majority of my internet friends are from not this country, so they spent the day messing with me, and then I was like, listen, I have to go spend time with family, so stop it for, like, 10 seconds.
Ha!
Thanks, Baylin.
Baylin!
Listen, it might have been funny in the moment, but the execution was poor.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to say what they said, because you guys can be like, what the hell is wrong with you? But, like...
I mean, they know me, so, like...
Well, no, so my friends...
Were they just, like, verbally degrading you the entire day? You're like, no.
I'm not going to say his name, because I don't think he wants to be said on the podcast, but my one friend from Norway, he likes to... Yeah, his name is Jake.
His new name is Jake.
His name is Jake.
No, he was like, he likes to flirt with me and mess with me. So him and my other friend were doing that. Like, they take turns, like, making me flustered, and I don't appreciate it, because it's always at, like, 2 in the morning.
Do you not appreciate it? Or do you like it?
Like, I don't really care, but, like... Well, here's the thing. He's not into girls. I had a crush on him. That didn't last very long. Because I told him, I was like, nice, hey, I like you. He goes, Bella, I'm gay. And I'm like, I know, I just thought I would let you know.
Hey, I have a crush on you. I'm attracted to the opposite gender.
No, we're still good friends. They just, like, we always fluster each other. So it's kind of just a challenge at this point of, like, can I make you flustered? No? Okay, well, I tried anyway.
I don't know, it sounds kind of like 3 lonely people in a room.
That's the thing, we're all lonely.
God damn it, Mikhail. Oh god, I don't like that picture of them. Sorry, I'm still looking for the Kelso outfit, so that way you guys know exactly what he was wearing. Actually, I could be completely, I could be completely wrong. In all honesty, he had, like, 2 different outfits during that show.
Sometimes your brain just doesn't want to remember correctly.
Does Jenna have a brain?
Okay, listen, he had an outfit that made him look like... Yes, I do. It's kind of there,
but
not really.
It just swells when she's baking.
Mine's definitely there. I seized.
He had, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Actually,
she starts baking and
it
swells and she's like,
pop goes the weasel.
These chocolate chips aren't a big deal.
Not even.
Not even
that, though. No, but, like, he had an outfit and, like, literally everybody in the cast was like, you look like Kelso. Like, he had one costume that made him look exactly like Kelso from that 70s show, and then he had another one, which, listen, I understand it was the 70s, but I don't know what the fuck costume crew was thinking. They put him in a salmon-colored, like, a bright salmon-colored, like, button-up with, like, gray pants.
Because,
like, gray dress pants.
Your costume crew didn't... Okay, well, here's the thing. Our high school costume crew...
Bella's offended.
No, I am offended, because they also took over makeup crew, and they did... awful job, because fun fact, I'm trained and, like, I know what to do, and I watched what they did, and I'm like, no, don't do, like, they gave them wigs, which was extremely unnecessary, so they're taking on too much at once. That alone pisses me off.
You're not talking about
the never mind. Oh, that was last year. Never mind. Wait, no, was it?
I'm talking about sister.
Oh, sophomore.
Act, was
I thought it was
sophomore.
Junior year. My bad.
So, no, it was not.
Oh,
no,
yeah, that one
Chicago.
Angered me. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Triggered.
But yeah. It just, listen, okay. I understand it was the 70s, but there was a part of me that was just like, you couldn't have put him in a different color shirt? It was not his color. It was not his color either. Like, I think that was the thing that, like, bothered me the most, was that they put him in a shirt that was
like
his color.
I look good in everything that isn't green, so...
Ah, yes, Mikhail can wear anything and he'll be fine.
You looked good in green and black. Green and black.
Yeah, but, like, if it's, like, full green.
Yeah, you'd look kind of weird.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
The color pink makes me gag.
But,
that's valid.
I'm not like other girls.
My favorite color is navy blue.
I'm not other girls.
I don't like
quirky.
Pink.
I don't. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? My eyes are like, ugh, pink.
Pink is good in moderation.
Like rose gold?
I think
gold?
It just depends on
yes.
the shade.
Yes, yes, yes. Rose gold.
Here,
agreed.
But, I agree with that statement. Baby pink, like, what the hell are you thinking? Like,
I like
if it's a pastel.
I clicked on a picture and then it vanished. All right, here it is.
Like, if it's a pastel,
this is probably my favorite shade of pink that I can find.
Okay, well, okay, I was gonna say, well, we can't see it, but no, yeah, that's a pretty color pink.
Oh, yeah, that's what I like too.
It's like a pink, but it's almost white.
Yeah.
Let's talk about frogs. My favorite
color is like blue, so I can't really say anything.
Frogs? I saw one the other day.
I
don't know.
I saw a picture of Winona Ryder in a blonde wig, and I was like, why is Winona Ryder in a blonde wig? And I remember
that. Oh my god, I forgot she was in that. Hands.
I love her so much. I would die. I think
my favorite thing I've ever heard about Winona Ryder is what my English teacher sophomore year said, where he was basically like, she's very talented, but she's got much going on up there. And I was like, okay.
Fun fact, both according to Hasbro, both Dex and Rex are valid Scrabble words.
Good to know.
Nice. So
I like fish.
What else? I don't know.
Oh.
Fish is okay, I don't
I was just going to say, and I've said this before, I don't know if Balin will agree with me, but, like, I don't want to be conceived. Like, I don't want to be a person. I just want to be a little mushroom, and that's it. That's all I want in life. I just want to be a mushroom. I want to be a mushroom. I hear something.
Then I'm going to pick you, bro.
You know, I'm starting to like how mushrooms taste. Just kidding.
Exactly. Like, chicken of the woods. Mmm.
Oh, no, because here's the thing.
Lion's mane.
We don't condone eating stray mushrooms.
Lion's mane is edible. Don't.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm retarded. I'm thinking of the jellyfish.
Wait, what?
I'm like, wait, isn't that bad for you?
There's also hen of the woods. That thing is very good.
Is that good? Good.
Yeah.
Balin is very knowledgeable on her mushrooms.
Grant has taught me, bro.
Oh, that's fair.
I was mushroom hunting the other day.
That's actually awesome.
But, like, seizing is not fun.
I wouldn't think so.
Kidding. But yeah, I don't even know what were we talking about. I feel like this is a good point to end the podcast.
What type of mushroom would you be if you were a mushroom?
Oh yeah, great question.
Hold on.
Just kidding. I don't know my
black type. Trumpets. I love those.
I don't know my mushroom type.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm kind of in the dark. I guess I'd black be a normal mushroom. Are really rare. I don't know.
I just looked up types of mushrooms.
I'll be the little shelf ones.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, oysters. Me too. They're so cute.
Maybe. All right, Mikhail's an oyster. Mushroom.
I'm an oyster mushroom as well.
What are those little red ones with the white spots? That's what I want to be.
Those ones are cute. You shouldn't eat.
Well, I'm going to eat them anyway.
Are those the poisonous ones? I want to be the poisonous ones.
I forgot what they were called, but don't eat them.
It's A-M-A-N-I-T-A-T-A.
Huh?
I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know what I want to be? I want to be a don't starve together green cat mushroom.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like, can I be a blue cap? I'm mysterious and come out at night.
Yes, I love that.
I'm so confused.
It's a video game.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is around the point Jenna starts to like wonder why she's friends with us.
No, okay, wait, quick question.
You love me.
For all y'all, yeah, I do, Balin.
Yay!
But in all seriousness, quick question to, I guess, the people and also you guys. There was this guy that I stopped being friends with and stuff because he was a major douchebag. And recently literally this morning I woke up and I received a DM from him on Instagram. And he was like, hey, you still pissed at me? I blocked him and deleted the message. I'm never going to text him again because I still am mad at him. But I was just kind of like...
Is it the person?
This happened like September, August when I cut him off. So I'm like, it's been like three, four months. You think that I'm not still mad at you?
Is this the person that we're both mad at, or is it a different person?
No, the person that we're both mad at, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I'm still pretty mad about that too.
I now dub thee James.
Chad.
It's pretty damn close to it, though.
Is it? All right. Yeah, new name.
Begins with a J.
Oh, my God.
His actual name begins with a J. So.
All right, he is now Christopher.
It's Chad. Chad Christopher.
Christopher Chad Smith Duncan.
Christopher
Chad Duncan.
We're coming up with like a whole ass name for this guy. Exactly. Really
hiding your identity is important.
Apparently. And it was funny too because my boyfriend, heads up, we had a glitch in the system because my boyfriend decided to call me in the middle of the podcast recording, guys. And he called me and he was like, "Am I on the podcast?" And I was like, "I don't know. I don't think so." And he was like, "Hello, people, my name," and then he said his name instead, and then he started talking like all this military stuff, and I was like, "Babe, shut up."
He's great. Shut up. We should get him on the podcast one day.
Mm-hmm. I would love to. He comes home for Christmas, and I feel like doing a filler episode would be really interesting with him.
Yeah.
My butt would like to. But like, I don't know. I feel like it'd be interesting. I feel like that would be cool because I can bring a significant other
in the event they want to be on the podcast.
Are we all just going to start away.
Bringing our significant others to the podcast?
Well, I'm still single, but according to a reading I got, someone's supposed to come in soon, so maybe...
Invite whoever you want to date to the podcast, and then it'll have to happen.
Exactly!
You'll just get shipped! Oh my God, wait! That's a great idea, because you'll just get shipped with said person. By all the fans.
I was gonna say, whoever I do end up bringing on probably all will not want to date me. All so four of them.
How many people do we have to listen to it, like, concurrent six? Jenny, you're our analytics talker.
I would not be able to tell you right now.
Yeah, we don't know off the top of our heads, but we do have quite a few people listening.
Listen, I don't know how this all works, and I'm afraid to not, like, to just... touch anything and like just the entire thing just implodes
and you break it.
I have no idea. Literally, I always break things. I'm just built different.
Oh my God. Shit is that like other girl.
Oh God, somebody kill me.
I am built very similarly.
Somebody kill me for that.
I'm like a pool noodle.
Wait, quick question to y'all. Do you ever like wonder if
buff?
Yes. No, but like, do you ever wonder if there's people out there that like you don't talk to for like XY reasons or whatever and they listen to the podcast?
Yes, literally every day.
Like, I'm just kind of like, do you ever think like that? You're just like, I don't like
there's a lot of people that I don't talk to anymore. Like, none of them were like awful.
The people I would think about, like, I wonder if they listen to, I don't have anything against them. It's just more like, why? Like, we don't talk one-on-one, so why would you want to listen to a podcast with me and my friends?
I don't know. I don't mean like
some people are psychopaths.
I don't really care.
I mean that's true, but like
if listening to me brings you enjoyment, by all means, go.
I got a nice voice, I think.
But here's the thing: the people that I've cut out of my life and stuff, I'm still mad at them because they like fucked me up in XYZ reasons or whatever. So for them to be kind of like listening and on this, I'm like, get out of my life. Like, just, the door's there.
Can you meet yourself? Away from me, to be fair,
this is a public platform.
That is true.
Yeah, which I'm kind of just like, listen, if you listen to the podcast, cool, whatever. Just don't reach out
to me. We're going to drink some peppermint cafe. Macheri.
I think it depends on the
pumpkin
person.
That is like two different... Whoa, wait, what? That was like two, but also not two different like... language yes, spoken at the exact same
Balin
time.
Balin said something about peppermint, so I decided to throw pumpkin spice in there.
No, but peppermint, like, but she was
I
like,
I said
she was
coffee like, in Spanish, and then cafe, I said macheri.
She said macheri, which is French, so I'm like, whoa, hold on.
All right.
Pause right there.
All right, it's not that big of a deal.
Yes, it is. It's a very big deal.
I'm not like
French
other girls. I can speak French.
I did it
languages.
On purpose, Jenna.
Well, don't.
God,
I mean, like, I think it depends
the
on
the audacity.
I think it depends on the person and what they did to me. Like, if you cheat on me, don't listen to my podcast. But like, if we just don't talk because we just drifted apart, I really don't care.
I don't know. I feel like
listen
okay.
to it.
I don't have friends.
Can we also talk about the fact that we might possibly start getting paid? So like, listen, if you want, you're just putting money in my bank account.
Yeah.
For me,
this is
like,
actually a job now, so
just
don't say that, Jenna.
Now they know.
They'll never know. Like, I think there's maybe two people that I like have an aversion to talking to.
Yes.
Whereas like most people, if you walk up to me, I'll be like cordial because not being cordial is rude.
Yeah, but... that's same. Hola, mi amor. Like unless it was
But there are a couple people where I'm like, if you come up to me and talk to me, I'll just be like kind of blunt and like try to end the conversation.
I'm such a Capricorn.
What was that?
I'm a Capricorn.
Anyway. It's just kind of like. Wait, can we talk about this though? What? Me, Mikhail, and Bella are having like a productive conversation, and then Bailyn's just kind of like losing her shit in the corner.
That sounds about right.
So what's new? You know how I'm like barely social?
Yeah.
Take that and multiply it by three.
Okay.
That's Bailyn.
What?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Seizures.
Bailyn's my kind of people. But anyways. So,
what were we talking about?
I guess...
Oh, okay.
Oh, people we don't like.
People, okay. So if any of them are listening to the podcast, like, it's...
You're putting money
it's
in my
none
bank.
Of my business.
Thank you.
What, you choose to do with your free time is none of my business.
Yeah, loser. Sorry.
Please
Sorry.
Continue what you are doing. I should have no bearing on whether you
live
listen to
life.
My podcast or not.
Live your life. Just don't think that you can reach out to me via this podcast and think that it's going
to
go well.
Even if,
it won't...
even if one of... Or maybe, like, I don't know what they did to you, but, like, for me... I would even be like, hey, I just, like, kind of don't want to.
It's, like, again, it kind of depends. Like, if you gave me trauma, don't talk to me. But, like, if we just don't talk and you're like, hey, maybe I want to reach out and talk to you again. I'd be like, okay, cool.
There's a difference.
I mean,
yeah, there's, like, a
big difference. Okay, even if they, like, screwed me over, I'd still be nice about it. I'd be like...
I'd just ignore the shit.
No, like, I'd, like, if they reached out to me, they're like, hey, want to start talking again? I'd be like, no, not really.
No. You hurt me, so no.
But, like, honestly, I'd probably say yeah. I don't really, like, I'd be like, we can try. Probably won't last.
We
but...
can try. It's not gonna work out.
It's not gonna, like, yeah. Try.
But that's not even, Alrighty. That's not even because I don't like them. It's just, I'm like that with a lot of people.
Mikhail's antisocial as fuck. Me and Bailyn are, like, the only people that he really talks to.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you two and significant other, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, significant.
I can't believe I got one. Like,
I'm still waiting for one.
Bailyn and her, this is air quotes, by the way, Halloween hookup.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I love that. I'm sorry.
Leave her alone.
I'm a child.
You've
so Bailyn, okay, Bailyn didn't know that, like, hookup meant, like, you know.
I really didn't. I'm...
She meant, like, we started dating, but it was so funny.
No, okay. It's kind of funny.
I realized that hookup meant segs, and so, yeah.
So I have cousins
Bailyn's
that are,
a fetus.
I wouldn't mind, though, like...
I have cousins that I have cousins that are like
bonk.
I have cousins that are like freshmen and like in middle school, and they're like, oh, I've hooked up with people. I'm like, excuse me, what did you just say to me? And they're like, make out, that's what hookup means, right? Like, is that what it means for me? I'm like, no, not in my school, love. And they're like, oh, I've made out with people. I'm like, I don't care, like, never use that term around me because I'm gonna take it horribly wrong. Like, you're still a baby to me, like, stop.
Have I made out with anyone?
I have not kissed anyone. Ha!
I have. All right.
Bailyn's
I'm not
fetus.
A complete fetus. I have indeed.
I just don't them. Like human contact. What do you want me to do?
So, point made.
Mikhail, you coming?
So
only for you, baby.
What
just kidding.
What the?
Okay. I had a Discord notification, and it was you asking me if I was going to join the podcast.
Oh my.
Winky wonkity. I forgot the thingy.
So yeah, this is it. We're calling it there, guys. No, I'm kidding. But no, anybody have
there?
Anything else? I mean, it's,
I was gonna say, is Jenna pulling the plug? Is she done with us already?
Jenna,
no,
you're so
I still
mean.
Have to walk with them later. No,
you
but
have
like,
to.
Listen, this a podcast episode is gonna be at least 40 minutes long. I'm gonna tell
yeah,
you that
yeah.
now.
Listen,
I haven't talked long already.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't. Talk to you
Is
guys
it?
And like
no
two
because
weeks.
We have to we have
that?
To cut out the part where I have to cut out the part I have to do some editing, so I think the first recording is only going to be about like 20-30 minutes on top of this, so it's going to be like 30-40 minutes in total.
Yeah,
yeah.
Such a beautiful yeah, person, man.
I mean, this week I just kind of went into like hibernation.
That was me.
Yeah, Mikhail's just kind of like went AWOL again, which I kind of
just
fine.
Like
okay. Thanks.
I mean, I haven't talked to like either of you guys in like months, and I'm like, I don't want to bother them.
No,
but
I feel,
miss them.
Okay,
so
I feel
I'll
bad
wait.
For ignoring the one text where you guys were like, want to do the podcast today. But I also just didn't want to explain what was happening.
No, I didn't.
Nah, it's cool. I respect it.
So I left it, and I was like,
Yeah.
It's cool. We respect it.
They can't report if I don't answer.
I feel bad, because sometimes I'll be like, do you guys want to do the podcast? And I'm like, I'm kind of in a depressive episode, but I don't want to say that. So I'll say yes. Like, I don't want to, like...
Listen, take your depression, put it in the corner for, like, 30 to 40 minutes.
I thought you were
going to
say work through it.
Exactly.
No.
Smack that shit away.
Listen, the shit that I have been going through for the past, like, I want to say at least 3 months now has not been fun. But if I can take my depression and, like, fucking strap it to a chair and put it in the corner for 30 to 40 minutes, you too can,
listen,
too.
Listen, mine was not depression. It was an argument.
No, Mikhail just went... Listen, Mikhail went AWOL. AWOL is acceptable. Depression, no.
Well, sadly, mine was, I'm a nuisance to my friends, so I could have just put that aside.
Hey, you're 100% a nuisance. Just kidding.
Oh, okay, thanks. I knew it. But
big huggy for you.
No, thank all right, listen.
Balin comes in with the
I
save.
I like to bully people.
No, I know you
wait,
do.
Wait, what am I trying to say here?
My God, all right.
If I can muster...
Mikhail, you sound like...
If I can muster the energy to tell you that you are a terrible person, it means that I like you and you're not a terrible person.
What the fuck?
That's some backwards.
No,
because
usually
okay.
If I don't like someone, I'll just be like, oh, all right, and just be like, guess
super
it's over
coy,
now. Because
you're such a weirdo. I'm kidding.
I like playing hard to get. No.
Oh my God.
I have so many regrets in life.
This is one of them.
No, I'm kidding. I love all of you.
Jenna.
No. Ooh. Yeah. What the fuck? Balin, get help.
I'm sad now.
She's hitting puberty.
This is chaotic. I'm just, you know what the episode of this filler episode is going to be? It's just going to be chaos.
I was going to say, can we just call this one chaos?
It was
going to
be Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's literally called chaos in a nutshell. Well, it's going to be our Thanksgiving episode. We started talking about Thanksgiving, but then we started talking about this kid who looked like Kelso.
The guy that hugs you.
All right. What are you thankful for?
Kelso. Where is she?
You think of what?
What are you thankful
for? I'm not seizing at the moment.
I am thankful for you guys, i.e. you three.
Oh my God, shut up.
You're
going to
eat up?
Oh, none of that sappy crap. Oh my God, leave me out of it.
I was just thinking of my friends and family in the podcast, but all right, screw me, I guess.
No, I'm thankful. I'm getting like $50 next week.
Oh my God.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Loser.
I'm thankful for my boyfriend and my family and my friends.
That's one.
I guess.
Pick something like fun.
I'm thankful of getting the glue.
I am
out of my
thankful
hair.
For chainsaws. No, you
be
know
out
I'm
there.
Thankful for Christmas.
Out of the box.
No. You know what I'm thankful for? Christmas, because Christmas broke my bank account and it's still November.
I hate Christmas so much. I hate getting gifts.
Jingle bells.
It makes me feel so awkward.
Bells.
What do I do now? I don't have the money to gift you anything.
So, Mikhail, if I bake you something for Christmas, will you be mad at me?
Not really, because that's, like, sort of free gift.
Okay.
Don't expect... Listen, nobody expected a gift.
Exactly.
From you.
I don't have the money to gift
nobody
you back.
Nobody expected...
Don't give me anything.
No. Here's the thing. I don't have enough money currently to do all the things that I want to. Like... I do not have enough money to spend individually on you guys. Like, I might do something like, I'm going to throw some
your
candy
Christmas
in a bag
gift is my
day.
Near,
like, that might be
everyone's
Christmas
gift for me is my near 24/7 listen. Customer support availability.
Okay, well, you haven't talked to me in, like, weeks.
You haven't texted me.
Because I'm scared.
No.
Again, Mikhail.
Listen, when you want the customer service... Like, okay, let's say your laptop's messing up and you need to contact customer service. Customer service is going to be like, hey, I see you're having trouble with your laptop. What's wrong? You gotta call them and be like, hey, my laptop's breaking.
Want me
what
to clean
do?
It for you? Don't punch me, rude.
Balin!
What? I can do that shit.
But no.
Up the conversation now.
Anyways, but no, seriously, my boyfriend is breaking my bank account, but he's not going to know that.
For sugar daddy.
Baking your bank account.
Breaking my bank account.
You said baking at first, but then you said breaking. I just wanted to bully you for it, even though you fixed it.
I'm so exhausted.
That's fancy.
You know what I want right now?
Yeah, you.
I want to see if we have any leftover. Yes. I want to see if we have any either leftover dessert from Thanksgiving because my aunt brought a cake, but the frosting was like way too sweet. But I want to see if we have any like pecan pie or like if we have any of my pumpkin cheesecake brownies left over. Hey, you guys want to go get food?
Yes, but I don't have money. Can I
I would love to if I wasn't like on the other side of town.
Yes, tab.
I can starve until 9.
I can do a tab.
All right, thank you.
Kyle, I'll do a tab. But we're going to Dunkin if we fucking get done in time. Jesus Christ.
It's 24, so
we're going to Dunkin. I want something sweet anyways.
Actually, I need to plug my phone in.
Yes,
plug it in. 2%.
I thought you plugged it in before.
I set it down on my desk. My charger's all the way across the room.
Give me the headphone. Oh my god.
If you want to wait a minute to charge your phone before we go walking, we can.
I have my phone.
I gotta call the husband. I gotta call the husband and the kids.
To make sure the kids are all right, they're alive, they're well, they have didn't eat Cheetos for dinner.
Sure I chucked okay. my child off yeah. of a cliff.
Jesus Christ.
Bailyn, the funny thing is, me and Jenna have talked before. We've basically agreed, I'm just going to live in her basement, take care of her kids, and that's it.
Can I be the creepy mom? Aunt?
I have to figure, why do you have to be creepy? Why can't you be the whiny?
The wine?
That's my job.
My body would just break.
No. My kid's going to have way too
My body
wine
would just break if I did, anything alcohol-related.
My mom got, Hank's root beers. For Thanksgiving, but it's the Hank root beers that come in the glass beer bottles.
I had a little,
and I pulled one out today on FaceTime with my boyfriend, and he was like, "What the fuck?"
I know you guys
are
gonna love hearing about my exchange trip for the seventh time.
Shut the fuck up, Mikhail.
When we
went
there, when we went there, I had a little, but I didn't it was really gross. You know how nail polish remover smells.
Are we going to wait? Are we? Should I admit to underage?
No,
it was not underage.
Okay.
Because
we're on a podcast.
Drinking age in Germany is 16.
So, what the
Screw
hell?
You.
Kidding. No, isn't that in Europe?
For most of Europe, yeah. But the theme park was in Germany.
You went to Germany, and you're gonna tell me?
Anyways.
I did tell you.
When was this?
So my French exchange trip, French exchange families lived in Mulhouse, which is a town on the border. It's on the French side of the border between Germany and France.
In between French
so
and
So we took a day trip to a theme park.
Oh my god. My life is so shitty. It's so boring.
We all have such exciting lives besides Mikhail.
I'm literally the eraser on Mikhail's desk.
Okay, you guys.
Between my teeth?
This podcast episode.
I chew on that eraser 24/7.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. Okay, I'm calling it there. Anyways, that's this week's episode, guys. We hope you enjoyed listening to the total chaos that this was, this filler episode. Bailyn, thank you for joining
us. No problem,
amiga.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Cool. Anyways, and what? Bella starts us off for the first week
yes,
of December, y'all. Alrighty. Yeah.
Adios.
Yeah, cool.
Au revoir.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye.
Okay.